Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. Wow, what a battle between two really great goaltenders tonight. I knew after, I even mentioned it before, when Levy made that, or tried to make that save on your first goal, that after that it was going to be lights out for her. She and Lauren Bench both played very well here tonight. A crazy game, though. Did you expect this kind of a game out of these two teams here tonight?
Well, we've had a lot of them, Kelly. A lot of them. I mean, just you look at our first game down there, ended up 1-0. It was tough tonight because for whatever reason, the officials decided to get involved in the game with 3 minutes to go, and it was if for everything they let go, and then they call that, it was like whatever, But they took advantage of it. They got a bounce. I think it went off a skate. I think you might have had a better vantage point of it.
But, yeah.
We were a minute 15 away, and that's the tough part. But then we had our chance. We had our chance on the power play. We had some good looks, and but yeah, you're right. Levy was outstanding, but so was Lauren. Just both goalies I thought were outstanding in this game.
We finally got a chance to watch the 3-on-3 overtime. Your thoughts initial of getting to play in one for the first time?
Yeah, well, I wish it would have gone a little longer.
Yeah.
it was just again kind of a. They get a bounce. Lydia mm-hmm. breaks up a pass, and Lauren kind of reached out to smother it, and King was able to get a stick on the puck beforehand, and good play by her, and they got a break, and they got the extra point.
Coach, that goes down as an official tie, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
They get the extra point.
Yep. Just like a shootout.
Okay, so then St. Cloud State and Duluth are also in double overtime right now. And I was trying to find the final. I haven't seen it yet, obviously. You're going to worry about the standings later. But tonight was a crazy game across the board in WCHA play. Nobody scored more than two goals. It was insane.
I haven't seen it. I guess I don't really care.
What do you tell your team as you get ready for tomorrow's?
Well, we got to have short memories. We got to flush this one. And I don't think we played a complete 60 minutes. I thought we had a pretty good first. Kind of lost momentum towards the end of the first, and then I thought the first 10 minutes of the second we were on our heels, and they were out working us. They were getting pucks deep, and it took almost 10 minutes till we got our second shot on goal in the second period. And then we got going back. Then we got going again. We had some really good looks. Obviously, Haley had that break, and she had another good shot. And we kind of got back to our game, but. Obviously, it's a one-shot game. Those are always a bit hectic. And again, they took advantage of their power play and were able to tie it up.
Well, hopefully Brian Bissonnette brings you guys some luck tomorrow like he did against Wisconsin the last time he filled in. So
sounds good, Kelly. Thanks.
Coach, thank you so much.
You bet.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show.